There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Got to say hello in a few different ways till it feels right. This first bit is the intro and I'm saying hello to you. Oh my gosh, today I got my cotton buds. You like this one. You like this entertaining sort of, well, I don't think we can call it an anecdote really. But you know the cotton buds that you put in your ear to get the wax out? Go on, keep talking. I ordered some. A normal cotton bud is like the size of your finger. It was about a metre long. Like the cotton bit on the end. So if you wanted to sort of de-clog someone's ear that was a metre away, it's, I don't know if it was a COVID thing, but you wouldn't de-clog someone's ear that you weren't living with. You'd have to be a partner or a baby or something. I just cannot understand why you'd need a metre long range. So I didn't open them, but I said, can I send these back? And they were like, no, you can't send this sort of stuff back, even though they were sealed in a plastic bag. What a load of doody. Should I leave a bad review? I don't like too karmically, but also I don't think they mentioned on them that they were super long ones. Anyway, nothing to do with the podcast today. We've got the lovely Alison Spittle on. She's great. She's a really good comedian, writer. She does her own podcast. Well, I tell you what, let's just let's bring her in the room now. Come in. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, I'm a bit wet. From the rain.
Yeah, she came up, she turned up soggy.
I did, yeah,
I
yeah, yeah.
I do feel bad if someone has to come and see you and they get wet. You do feel bad about that, don't you?
But you are hosting, so like you have your own problems at the same
time.
Yeah,
but ideally I wouldn't be getting my friend soggy on the way. You know, ideally in a dream world, you'd turn up dry.
Soggy after.
Like... I did your podcast, Wheel of Misfortune, for the podcast. Do you still do that?
Yes.
Who do you host it with now?
Kerry Katona.
Oh, that's fun.
I used to be Fern Brady, who's like she's my best friend.
Oh.
So, yeah, and... Kerry's not my best friend. She's a childhood hero. So it's like different vibes altogether.
I like the way you said about Fern. She's my, just working it out. Yeah, I'm going to have to say best friend.
There's no one above. I was trying to figure out in the league at the moment, in the league table. She's definitely my best friend. Well, she's like,
good change.
She's one of the big six.
Okay,
you know, of friends.
Six, right,
the same as the Premier League. Anyone can be top at any time. Yeah. Depends on the conditions.
Yeah, you know? And it depends, you know, if they keep training.
They got to keep training. They got to stay in touch, you know.
Got to keep their moves fresh.
Yeah, look, if they betray me, relegation, gone, you know, and out of the Premier League.
God, I'd hate to be Fern right now. What's Kerry Katona like?
She's really nice. She's really, really nice. What I like about Kerry is that, like, I suppose I grew up really loving pop music and loving loads of different pop stars. And then when I was a teenager and when I was an adult, wasn't really into the music, but, like, always held them up in high esteem. And then I didn't like the way that, like, working class people get treated in pop music.
Yeah.
And she's, like, the ultimate one.
Yeah.
And, like, she said to me one day, like, best piece of advice she should give me is, Alison, never marry your drug dealer, especially if he's a shit one. And I'm like, the greatest piece of advice I've ever been given in my life.
It's really good advice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, like, she just owns everything, and so no one owns her. And it's really inspiring to be around her.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so true about the working class thing.
The press just treat, like, working class women generally are seen as disposable, whether it's, like, you're a teenager. I grew up in a council estate, and I could see the way that my friends were treated on the council estate romantically by people, and how my friends who weren't living on the council estate were treated. And it was there was a lot more care given to my friends that weren't living on the council estate. So I've always kind of seen it, and I've always found it interesting.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter like, it doesn't matter what you do or whatever, they're still like class.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
weird. And I have to stop myself from getting the chip on my shoulder about people that are from, like, I'd say 80% of my friendship group are from people that are like more affluent than me or grew up with nicer things and stuff like that. Mm. It's not their fault. They're amazing people.
Yeah.
But it's still a part of me that's like, oh, you need trauma.
It's really hard. I mean, I was like, my dad was like, well, working class, but my mum and stepdad weren't. And I still have a chip on my shoulder about like private school kids and all this stuff. And then, and I really don't want it because the resentment's not hurting anyone but yourself. But then, and also like some of them had such a horrible time.
Exactly. And you don't find out about that until you're friends with them for a year or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're like, oh, you had such a lonely time. It's just different trauma in a different way.
I know.
God, I mean, we're all on a sliding scale, aren't we? Like if some people look at our lives, they'd be like, oh my God, you had freedom and you could go to school. And, you know, now I'm doing all right. I feel guilty all the time as well, like oh God, like, you know,
I keep feeling like I don't deserve stuff, and then I do self-destructive things
too. Don't do that because then other people on council estates are looking at you thinking I can be said, you can't throw it away.
I know it's so hard. It's just, what is it, it's the tapestry of life. It's a shit stain.
Yeah. But every generation gets better, I think, because we're more aware of patterns and stuff.
Oh my gosh, like my sisters are amazing. They're like 10 and 20 years younger than me.
Wow.
She's amazing, the youngest one. And she's like 12, 13. Mm. And like, just because she's got TikTok and she's got language about how she feels. And I'm speaking to her about stuff that I went through when I was a teenager that I'm able to explain to her as an adult. That she's like, I know that. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
It's just crazy.
That's amazing.
It's great.
You're doing Edinburgh.
I am, yeah.
I'm never doing Edinburgh again. What a toxic mess. And I hear you're going up.
Yeah, I am. I need to go up a level in my career in order to not do Edinburgh again.
What are you doing in Edinburgh?
It's called Soup. What I've written up at the moment is the relationship between like finances and mental health. Because like, when I was poor, I wasn't able to like look after myself mentally.
Yeah.
And now, it's not that I am now either. It's just that weird thing of like buying yourself a face mask instead of sorting out your actual inner problems.
Yeah, but you do need money to be happy.
That's what it is.
You really do.
That's like, what it is.
I always think that, like if I lock my bike up and I think, oh, if it gets stolen, it's not the end of the world. Whereas when I was skint, it's like if my bike gets stolen, I'm fucked.
So the show is going to be like about that and about like, I did a show about being robbed before because I got like a man came into my house and I tried to like do stand up about it because it was like a month before and like it was a really bad show. And I realised why it was a bad show was because like I kept thinking that I could process trauma through stand up comedy.
Yeah.
And so like anything bad that's ever happened to me, I know this sounds absolutely psychotic.
Yeah.
But there's a part of me that's just like, this will become stand up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also I went to treatment for like CPTSD. And it was interesting because the thing that I got traumatized over was a thing that I've done stand up about. And one of the treatments you do when you're doing.
So it was the thing that you got traumatized for, was the man coming in your house to bug you?
Yeah, because I came into the house and I didn't know there was anyone in the house. And there was a man in the house and he had a knife and all this shit.
Oh my God.
So, and I was trying to do jokes about that a month after it happened and go, why is no one laughing?
Oh, yeah, because they can see inside more than you can see. Yeah,
totally.
Because
I couldn't stop myself like crying, physically stop crying. But it's not going to be about that. But it's going to be about...
I've learned that the hard way. No one wants to see me crying on stage.
Absolutely. But I wanted to do a thing about, like, because I was going for treatment and when one of the therapies you have to do is, like, you go through the memory again and again and again until the point where you feel most scared. And then, you know, the therapist goes, and then what happened? And then you realise you're okay. Like, everything actually was okay.
What did happen?
So he had a knife. Like, the way I did stand-up about it was I learned not to say that he had a knife. Because I felt like that was too much of a lie.
It was
just a man in my house, like that type of thing. So I called up, I thought it was my landlady. Man came down the stairs and instead of going out the front door, he came into me.
Ooh,
so he wanted car keys and stuff, and he had a knife. And my purse was on the table, so he went to the table to get stuff.
Did he have a balaclava on or anything?
He used my pillowcase as a disguise and my other pillowcase as a little bag to steal laptops and stuff.
Woefully unprepared.
I know, he was. And like, the other thing was, my computer was so bad he didn't steal my computer. Because I was like so poor at the time. And he stole my doll, like, which was like, I was absolutely fucked. So it was kind of like, it was interesting in like...
So did he get anything? Did he take your purse? He took your purse.
So he took like my week's cash, but I had no cash in my bank and stuff like that. And then like, my landlady... She was really nice, but she was really like laissez-faire with security and stuff. So I wanted to move out. And it's just because I wasn't financially able to get a deposit, I had to wait and stuff like that. So
yeah.
It's kind of like, I do feel like no matter how stressed I am now, I do have enough to get out of whatever situation I want to get out, like get a train ticket or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to do stand up about that.
Yeah.
I know it's not funny yet and I want to make it funny.
Oh, God, yeah, but no, it's, yeah, it will be.
And it probably might not even be about that.
Yeah.
It's called soup. I thought I was going to do loads of jokes about soup and it's not happening.
Yeah, I'm glad it's not about soup. I mean, you couldn't spin that out for 50 minutes, could you? It's already, everything that's about soup's already been said.
Yeah, I'd like a one-way ticket to Cuddle City Central, please.
Okay, ready for the quick fire round?
Yes, hit me.
Okay, do you believe in tarot cards?
All of my family do. all of my family do. I'm agnostic about it.
Oh, okay.
I play along though. I like getting it done because it makes me feel closer to my family.
Yeah, that's lovely, I mean. Actually.
Yeah, thank you. But they're always predicting that I would have, like, I'm with my boyfriend and they're like, I always saw the cards for you. I was like, what, a long-term relationship? You saw that?
You saw that. Okay. Favourite auntie?
Do you know what? I don't have a favourite auntie because they all fulfil different needs.
Oh, nice.
So I have one that's like she's buzzy, a bit what, the youngest, kind of like, it's fun. I have one that's really good at tarot cards and emotions.
Yeah.
And I have one that's English. And really lovely. And like totally different vibe to the rest of them. Like just, they're so different that they, even the married in ones are great too.
Yeah.
You know, they're like in a spice cabinet. They're different flavours. Mm. And all together, they're good.
Okay. Yeah.
That didn't answer your question, did it?
No, that's fine. I was going to ask worst auntie, but that's a bit negative. last thing you fell out with someone about?
Oh,
crumbs.
Crumbs. I fell out with someone because I was in a WhatsApp group and there was a scandal that happened and people were talking in the WhatsApp group and I said, guys, I wasn't shutting down any negativity. I was agreeing with them, but I was like, we have to protect the person that has come out about whatever this scandal was about. Anyway, that was screenshotted and sent into that group and said, Alison's so nice underneath it, from someone who then left the WhatsApp group and has blocked me on all contact.
No.
Yeah.
So they were being like, they didn't think you were nice, but they're being sarcastic?
They were being sarcastic and they put it into the wrong WhatsApp group.
No.
So they were supposed to put it in a WhatsApp group that I wasn't in.
No.
But they forgot that I was in that WhatsApp group.
That's so funny.
So like, she's really good at singing a song and she does it publicly. Like if there's like, you know, in Ireland, the way you'd sing and stuff like that. So I learned that song. And so she's ever in the same room as me. I go up first and sing the song that she's really good at, even if it's not that good. So she knows who she is.
That's so funny. Oh my God, that's so funny.
It's evil.
So funny. Okay, have you ever been arrested?
Technically no, but I have been in the back of a police car.
What for?
I was at an M&M concert when I was 14 and had my first Bacardi Breezer. I got lost from my uncle and like it was a load of people that went, but my uncle was the designated adult, even though he was like 6 years older than me, you know, that kind of thing. So I went up to the police and I was like trying to find my uncle and I was like really drunk. And the police were like, yeah, just get into the van, just get into the van.
No.
And they put me, I don't know what the technical name for it, but like a paddy wagon, so it's like a van with a cage in the back.
Oh dear.
And then seats in the middle.
I think that's a dog van.
It's a dog van. But there there was someone like really violent in the cage and they put me in the back seats, but they were like saying to me, call him a bollocks. So I was like, you're a bollocks. And the man in the cage was going mad. And then the police took me out to see some fireworks before my mum picked me up and she went mad.
That is unbelievable. And also, that's so stupid of them.
I know.
But they're just probably just having a laugh, bored, right?
I think so. Yeah, definitely. And we talked about like Bad Girls, the prison TV show, because I was asking them whether that was real.
And what did they say?
Well, they were like, well, this is Ireland and that's England and also the police aren't in prison. And I'm like, oh, cool. But if you were to... You
know, cool, let's go see some fireworks.
Yeah. But I missed all of Eminem. I was so sad.
Oh, no.
Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't like them for that.
Cool.
Cool. Well... Also, what about your uncle being worried about you? It's very irresponsible on there.
On there, yeah. I think, well, my mum, like, they called my mum. So my mum knew where I was and she came and picked me up then.
Yeah.
And I think maybe my uncle was like, well, I'm free from the 13-year-old now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, she's safe in police, in a police
she's
station.
She's calling a man a bollocks and he's asking for her address.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh yeah, no, don't worry about that. It's just a case of me coming round and cuddling you and, hello? Okay, it's time for the touch quiz.
Yes.
What am I thinking about touching? You've got five questions and I have changed it in case you saw it on the paper.
Cool, okay. cool, yeah. Is it alive?
You'd hope so.
You'd hope so?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it covered in skin that would have like small hairs on it?
Some of the time, yes.
Some of the time?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a human?
It's not a human,
oh, okay.
It would usually have some sort of hairs on it.
Is it like one of those expensive cats that look like a pair of bollocks?
No. Okay. But it might be on a cat.
Okay.
Well, hang on. It's definitely on a cat. It's definitely the cat. A cat's got.
Is it a flea? Is it a flea?
No, a cat's got four of them. There's a big clue.
Okay. Oh, paws?
It's generic paws.
Well, oh, wow.
Well done. That was great.
Thank you.
That was fast as well. You work fast.
Thank you.
You work alone and you work speedy.
That's what I like. Yeah. As soon as I knew it was alive, I was like, there's hope. And, you know.
Generic poor. It was alpaca, but I was worried that you saw that when you came in.
I didn't. Like, I'm glad.
You might have subconsciously seen it.
That's true.
Well done. This is a big question.
Yeah.
How do you feel about cuddling?
I'm a big cuddler.
Yes.
I'm a big cuddler. My mum is so tactile. Like, I love it. My mum's like one of those like little apes that like will pick things off you. And I just remember from like, even when I was a teenager.
Lovely way to describe mother.
She's great. But I used to like lie down and put my head on her lap and watch EastEnders or something like that. And she used to like pick away at my spots. And she used to wish I had more spots than I had. I had very good skin.
God.
Or like, you know, if I had nits, like I didn't mind because it meant I could sit at my mum's feet for like 4 hours while she combed through it. So I'm big into like, I remember once actually, so I had a friend who got kicked out by his parents when we were like 15 and I asked mum, could he stay in the house? And she's like, yeah, no problem. And he had very bad acne at the time.
Oh dear.
And my mum, like within the first 10 minutes, got like a hot towel and slapped it on his face and was like, yeah, he didn't stay. He made up with his family quite quickly.
Wow, okay.
But so I grew up in like a very tactile house. And then I have relatives that are like really not into being tactile. So you have to learn
not
to be tactile, even though you love them just as much, but it's just not what they're into.
Well, the person that left you at the Eminem concert.
Yeah.
for a chance. Don't come anywhere near me.
Yeah. So I feel like it's like a drink of water to be touched.
Yes.
You know? So
how long have you been in your relationship?
10 years.
Wow.
And we're very tactile.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
Is he in the biz? I've asked this before, but I can't remember the answer.
He's like no longer in the biz, but when we met, he was doing comedy and then he, you know.
And what's he doing now?
He does directing and stuff. He directs plays.
Oh, lovely.
And stuff like that. He's very good.
You go all shy when you speak about it. After 10 years, that's really nice, actually.
Yeah. People have said, like, you touch loads. And I'm like, I didn't even notice that we touch loads.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Are you romantic with each other?
Well, like, we don't do anniversaries or dates or anything like that. And, like, another great thing is that I could text him and say, I'm not coming home until 11 o'clock because I'm going out with my mates. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
We are very lovey-dovey. It's sickening.
That's nice.
Yeah, I know.
Do you think this is it then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Big time. No, imagine if I was like, I'm just keeping my options open for another 10 years.
That's nice.
I do think it is. And, like, yeah.
Can I ask about father?
Yes, of course he can. Yes. Dad is English.
Oh, dear.
And we have a way better relationship now than we did when I was a teenager and stuff like that, which is very nice.
Does he live in England now?
He lives in England now.
Oh, okay. So you see him more now?
I do. And that's like definitely like helped and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's a builder. And we did not get on when I was a teenager and stuff like that. And we do now. And he's just like, I get to see him. He's older now. And I get to see him care about his dad and his kids. And it's lovely. Yeah, he's a
good
man.
Can he build your house?
He can. He's a builder. But yeah. He could definitely like...
At his age, he can still build.
Oh, he's still building. He is, and he's passionate about building.
I say at his age, I don't know how old he is.
I think he's 60 now.
But he's still brick to brick.
I think he'll be bricking to brick for a while. Mm. He just loves it.
I went out with a builder once when I was about 13 and he was 16. And
good.
You tell me. Anyway, by our price, record shop, he said, I laid these 4 bricks here. There was a whole wall and he just laid 4 and I thought... I'm not that impressed, mate. What are you doing the rest of the day? Bloody hell.
There's big politics over like the builder's radio and stuff of who gets to control
really?
The radio. Yeah.
Well, they all like Kiss FM, don't they?
Well, yeah, the younger ones do. My dad's more of BBC Radio 2, but now Ken Bruce is gone. I think he's looking to move. He's open to offers.
He's open
to offers.
Do get in touch if you know where Alison's dad can move to now Ken Bruce has gone.
Absolutely. He's very passionate about music. Once he got into an argument with a DJ, like at a nightclub, because he wouldn't play George Michael. Because Ireland's just not that into George Michael. And because George Michael's dead, dad saw that as like a direct like offence
had been
made.
He was a lovely guy.
Yeah, I know.
He used to send people Rolexes secretly.
$15,000 he gave a woman on Deal or No Deal for IVF. She wanted to get it for IVF and she lost and he paid the money.
And they didn't know it was him? Or they were?
Yeah. Isn't that incredible?
God, I could cry about that actually. But also, I don't know why people don't adopt more. But anyway. I get that you...
Ever the empath. I love this.
No, but I do understand the... At least to have one to see what it's like in the old...
To see what your face looks like on another body.
Or to see what it's like to carry it and to love something and to start bonding with it when it's just a little thing. I get all that, but, you know, get yourself out to the orphanage. Hang on. Like a bridge over cuddled water... It's time for Like a Bridge Over Cuddled Water.
Okay.
Are you good at singing?
I'm all right at it, yeah.
You might do one and I might do one. Okay, so you just change the lyrics to cuddle.
Yeah.
I sing one first.
Okay.
I'm really bad at it. It's a problem. Okay. You're gonna cuddle, cuddle.
You're gonna cuddle,
cuddle. Oh, dear. Do you do one? Because it's impossible when I do it.
Okay.
Think of a song and then just replace the words with cuddle.
Okay. Cuddle, 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 and now it just
rhyming wrong. You're not gonna sing this song.
A cuddle, 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 cuddle.
You're not gonna sing me wrong. But what is it though?
It's will I say it? Mm. Never Ever by All Saints.
Yes, well done, brilliant.
Okay. But what's the, obviously, yeah.
Well, it's half a point to me and 2 points to you. No, well done. You must be very proud.
I'm very competitive.
You're proud?
I'm very competitive and self-sabotaging, which is horrible.
Well, you're going to work on that.
I know.
But you've done so well.
Thank you. I feel like we've got a breakthrough. I know.
From your background to be sat in a cuddle club chair, I mean how far you've gone.
Oh, yeah. Go on, tell us this one.
Okay, give me any health complaint you've got and I'll look up in my book.
Sleep apnea.
Have you?
I think I do because I was talking about something on a podcast and then loads of people messaged me to go, you've got sleep apnea.
Now, what is that?
It's like, it's like where you snore and then you just stop breathing for a minute.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's bad, actually. That is bad. I've heard of that.
Should I come up with a better, like a more, maybe no. Athlete's foot?
Athlete's foot is interesting. Sleep apnea is not there unless it's under. Crazy. Snoring.
Oh, let's do snoring.
Stubborn refusal. None of them are very flattering. Just okay.
Well, my self-esteem.
I know, but we've all got something. I had a gamma year for a while. That makes you feel sorted now, you know, but... I've also got an inverted uterus.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
please. I've got a curvy one, I've been told.
Really?
Yeah, it curves in a special way.
A special way. Well, that's positive language. Okay, stubborn refusal to let go of old patterns.
I mean, yes.
Yeah, so you have to say, I release all that is unlike love and joy in my mind. I remove from the past into the new and fresh and vital.
Fresh and vital?
I'm just doing Louisa High's work. should we have a quick look up of... athlete's foot.
Yeah.
Oh, because I did have a tiny bit on my toe.
Yeah.
And I had to get some cream when I was in Chamonix. And ooh. I kept saying, it's not really athlete's foot. It's just a tiny...
What were you trying to say? It was a phantom pregnancy.
I was like, I don't really see myself as someone with athlete's foot. It's just a tiny bit on the toe. But, okay, hang on. Let me just get to foot gangrene zone. Foot problems.
Yeah.
Fear of the future and of not stepping forward in life. It's the same
thing.
Oh,
my
God. Oh, my God. That's how we know it's real.
Okay, okay, okay.
I move forward in my life with joy. It's, again, joy and
joy.
Ease. Take a picture.
I will.
We're not fucking about here.
I believe in, like...
Say it every day.
I believe in kind of, like, fairies, but I don't really believe in, like...
You don't believe in this?
Well, no. I'm not saying that. I'm
to just believe saying... in fairies and not to believe that the mind and the body are linked is, I'm going to say, caca.
I find it hard to be open. Like, I've tried hypnotherapy and stuff like that, like, to, like, open myself up. And, yeah, maybe I do need to step forward into the future and let go of a few things.
Maybe the fairies will help you.
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts.
Best, worst or weirdest cuddle?
I have a few cuddles in mind. Once I was in a shopping centre and I lost my sister and she was about like 4 or 5.
You learned that from your uncle, of course.
I did, yeah. If you love them, set them free. In a shopping centre, especially if they're young. Yeah. And I couldn't find her and I was looking, I was starting to get worried and then I felt this like massive bang on my calf and I turned around. And my sister was like holding on to my leg and she was crying and she couldn't let go. Mm. And she was just so intensely hugging me that like it felt incredible. Aww. And it felt weird because then I was like, I really like this. But I really like this because she's sad and she loves me and she wants me back.
Yeah.
There was a weird thing inside me. It was like, don't chase after this feeling.
Yeah, that's good that you told yourself that.
Yeah, because I feel like that's how people turn into like Munchausen or whatever.
Yeah.
But it felt good.
Yeah.
I felt so wanted.
I did used to pretend to be dead to my little brother, just to check if he loved me. So I could get it and then he'd cry and then I'd get what I wanted.
Yeah. Whoa!
Yeah, little psychopath.
The most recent like hug that I felt was like important or whatever, it was like at a party that you were at, actually. My friend was there. She's like my most recent friend, but she's a really good friend.
Yeah.
And Sinead O'Connor came on And we just decided to dance. And she's so much taller than me.
Mm.
And she's a thin lady. And I'm quite fat and short. And she just enveloped me. She just like curved over Aww. My head. And then held my back, and I felt like...
Oh, that's nice.
And I think I had my big furry jacket on.
Mm.
So it was just all... Like, I have this big yellow furry jacket that I love hugging people in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I could
yeah.
feel their hands run up and down. Because, I feel like a dog
yeah.
or a puppet or something. So yeah. it feels good. But that felt like I was better friends with her after I had that hug.
Oh, that's nice.
I felt like a good hug.
And now it's time for Terrific Spurific. And now it's time for Terrific Specifics.
Okay, a quick quizzy from Alan de Botain.
Oh, nice.
Mm.
Nice.
So you just pick your own sort of death sentence, really.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Oh, I read it?
Yeah. Either side. You can answer either one.
What do you worry about in the middle of the night? Oh.
Or you can have the other one if you want.
No, I'll talk about it.
I'll talk about it.
I'm open, well, Alan.
You've got sleep apnea, so you...
I'm worried about dying.
Yeah.
I had a dream last night, actually, that was really weird. So I had a dream that I was in New York, but I don't know how I got there. Or was I in Scotland? There was a Scottish person in the dream. And okay. like,
okay.
But I knew I was aware that I was going to have to fly over. I've never flown to America. I've never flown over a big sea before.
Mm.
And there was a part of me that knew I had to fly over this big sea. And I got a lift off a man who had a house within the cab itself, but it was like a really big house that he was traveling on. And I got out of the house to the airport, but there was a stag party. Their theme was Catholics and Protestants.
Okay.
And it was very strange. I got offended. And then, even though, like, I'm ex-Catholic and I don't, in real life, I don't really care.
Yeah.
But in this, I was, like, very angry.
Yeah.
And I was made apologise on TV for saying some horrible stuff to the stag party. But then I said horrible stuff on the TV. And then... A Scottish woman put her hand in my mouth, and that's when wow. I woke up.
Why did she put her hand in my mouth?
She was angry with me.
Oh, okay. To stop you speaking.
Yeah.
Not a sexy kind of.
No.
No. You never know, do you?
No. So that's what I don't know what that worry is.
Well, that's you telling me a dream.
Oh, right.
Rather than you saying what you worry about in the middle
but
of the
I
night.
I figured that you would be
I very politely
it.
Listened to that. I very politely listened to that and I thought, okay, you've
just... I worry about the environment. I worry about death, my family, my yeah. career.
Okay, great.
Finances,
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, okay, great. Okay, quick question. You've done very well.
Thank you.
You are playing to win a meet and greet with my kittens.
Let's do it.
They, in a month, won't be kittens.
Oh, wow. So you're really running against the clock.
It, realistically, it's a meet and greet with two cats. One of them bites quite a lot.
Oh, no.
You know. So what? On that note,
yes.
What's life all about?
What is life all about? I think it's about, like, being happy and being nice. Okay. And those are the things, I think. And
I better start changing my ways.
I know. I'm like, those two are not ticked off yet. I don't know. Like, I think that's what life
yeah.
is about.
Happy
it?
And nice. You'd be so happy if you were happy and nice all the time. Not you.
Yeah.
One. Yeah.
No, that's so true. Though I would be way nicer if I was happier.
And then maybe it's chicken and egg. Maybe the nicer you are, the happier. Yeah.
It has to be.
I gossiped the other day and I felt so dark afterwards, and I've really got to stop gossiping. But
I treat it like a moral thing as well. But like, if I'm gossiping about a person, then I'm like, they must be bad in order for me to gossip about
yeah.
them, and I dehumanise them altogether.
But I think it's me that was bad on that occasion.
Well, do you want to tell me after who you were gossiping
yes,
about?
I will, and yes, I can. And do more gossip and feel bad again. But no, I'll tell you the story. It reflects yeah. badly on me. But yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me.
And
really appreciate it.
People should check out your podcast.
Yeah, Wheel of Misfortune. It's on BBC Sounds.
And buy tickets to your Edinburgh show.
I can't. Yeah, please do. It's going to be
Are
weird.
You going on tour after that?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much.
No problem. It's nice talking about cuddles.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Skin is good.
Skin is good. Bye.
Bye.
So that was Alison Spittle. Check her out. She's online. And as I say, she's got her own podcast and she's doing Edinburgh. So go see her. She's a very good stand-up. And, well, that's it from me today, certainly. So you've had your fill. Goodbye. Love you.